Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for our radio audience in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, as well as through our friends in Atlanta, 106liveradio.com. Have a great hour coming up for you all. For those joining us online, though, through our friends at blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on Texas's own Entertainment Radio, we have a great segment that's coming up for you. Yvonne Pierre is a best-selling author I had an opportunity to interview before on this program, both for Conversations Live as well as Cyrus Webb Presents the television program. She's the author of the book The Day My Soul Cried, which is her story, but now she's promoting her brand new novelette. It's called Zoe. We're going to talk to Yvonne not only about the new story, but what it was like for her to craft these characters to tell their story, and what it's been like for her to be able to hear from readers about how they're finding a connection with it as well. If you're just now hearing about Yvonne and Joey, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can find out about both. But Yvonne, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me again.
Hey, always a pleasure. You know, we're friends, so it's great to be able to talk to friends on the program for sure. We're going to get into Zoe here in a moment, Yvonne, and talk about that story. But I want to talk about this journey for you, because one thing I didn't mention in my introduction, many people know you not only as an author, but also as a speaker. You know, you're definitely an advocate for those with special needs, as well as an individual who, you know, by example, has shown people what's possible when it comes to overcoming challenges in life. What has that been like for you, Yvonne, to not only have so many slashes behind your name, but also to know that just by your living your life, that you have been able to inspire people and show them what they can do?
It has been an amazing journey. Just like any journey, it has its ups and downs. I'm really glad and I've committed myself to allowing God to use me and using my challenges and the things that I've struggled with that I had to overcome. I've committed myself to, regardless of what it feels like or what it looks like, to answer the call that's been placed on my life.
Right, and I think that is the amazing thing. It's not easy, though. You know, I struggle with this myself. I know some of our audience probably do as well, Yvonne. I mean, I think we all kind of, you know, especially when we're very involved in our jobs, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, we have these professional lives that we live, and then we have our personal private lives, and it's not always easy to let people into that second group because we're so, you know, we feel like people know us so much, you know, in the public sector. Has it been an easy thing for you, and has that been even part of your healing, letting people behind the curtain and letting them get to know you?
I would say for me it has been easy because I've always been transparent. And as part as committing myself and being receptive to what God has asked me to do, that was part of it, being transparent and letting people in on, you know, and one of the things too is that people needed to see that some of the things that I struggled with in order to hear me, and be receptive to what I was saying, because I know for me as a child, when my mom tried to, you know, get me counseling and all that stuff, I wasn't receptive to it because I felt like people didn't understand my story and they didn't understand. And they like the therapist, one of the things I asked her was, have you been abused? And when she said no, you know, I'm more open now, but as a kid, I shut her off because I'm like, she don't really fully understand where I'm coming from. So from that, I've committed myself to be open and transparent and in order for other people to heal.
Yeah, I think that has been the amazing thing. You know, I think, too, the interesting thing is, and I know you can attest to this, Yvonne, is that by your being open the way that you say it's been easy for you to do, you've allowed other people to know two things, I think. One thing, the importance of telling their own truth, of telling their own story and experiences, and being able to know that healing is possible, I think, for them. But also, I think, to show how that really, you know, we all are interconnected. We all have something that kind of bonds us together. Has that kind of been part of the rewarding aspect of your being open, hearing from people about how you've been able to motivate them, how you've helped them to move on, as well as to show them what they can do?
Definitely. Knowing, having people contact me and say, you know, because a lot of people in private will say, well, you know, that they've been abused or molested, or they've been through some type of challenge, or even also parents that have kids with special needs will reach out to me privately, which is fine, because everyone is not as publicly open with their life as I am. But that has, it, you know, the challenges that we face going through, no matter what your career goal is, there are going to be challenges. So when I go through those challenges, it does help to receive those messages from people saying, you know, because what you are, your transparency and the things that you're working on, the things that you've done has inspired me, or, you know, this has helped me. Yeah, it does make a difference.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Now, part of your journey has not only been, as you've talked about already in this conversation, Yvonne, have been telling your story as an abuse survivor, but also, of course, as a mother who is raising someone with special needs. Now, that in itself, I think, you know, there's so much that has been said about, you know, the need to make sure that everyone feels as though they're valued, everyone feels as though their life matters. I mean, talk
right
to us about that aspect. It's one thing for you to do it for yourself, but why has it been so important for you to not only to fight on behalf of your own son, but also to fight on behalf of others' children?
That journey started because when I first got ready to transition Zion into public school, and Yahoo Groups was real popular, mm-hmm. and so I went and I started reaching out to families and just kind of seeing what their experience was with public school and all that. And during that process, I was introduced to a whole new world of parents who really are having a hard time coping with having a child with special needs. And some of the stories that I was reading left me devastated because I felt like, you know, I felt really emotional for the child, and I accepted the call. You know, it's at that moment I kind of just jumped in feet first without even thinking about it, planning it, you know, anything like that. I started, you know, putting these stories out of people that have kids with special needs as far as HYH Online and Arise Awards and all that, because I felt like there was a lot of stories out there of what our children couldn't do and what couldn't be accomplished. And I just wanted to inspire parents and empower parents and in order to empower their children through putting these stories out and through, you know, advocating the positive side of having a child with special needs.
Right. And that leads us to where we are this year with your new release, where we're going to be talking about, for those who are just tuning in, though, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program today Yvonne Pierre. We're talking with her not only about her own journey and what it's been like for her to share that with all of you, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to share the journey with her son, Zion, as well. You just heard her mention there. Now, the new book is called Zoe. You have a son named Zion. Zoe is a child with special needs. Zion is a child with special needs. But mm-hmm. I want our audience to know that this is definitely not your story, because Zoe is a girl in the book. And even though, you know, the story is told in first person, it is really Claire's story. Talk to us about Claire and how Claire came about to you.
Claire came about where there's a couple of different things that kind of took place for Claire to pop in my mind. One, Will Smith was having a contest a couple of years ago, and he was looking for stories. He was looking for, you know, sitcoms and dramas. And even though, and that's how initially Zoe came about, but beyond that, I kind of set it to the side because I missed the deadline, which was March 21st, World Down Syndrome Day. But I kind of set the story to the side, and Claire continued to haunt me. You know, as a writer, once you come up with the concept and all that stuff, the characters began to play themselves out in my mind. They began to tell me their story, and it was as if Claire really wanted me to get her story out. Like, she became real in my mind. So that compelled me to, you know, it kept something, you know, just kept nudging me saying, you have to tell this story. So I committed last year to go ahead and finish the story and get it out there.
Yeah. I have to say, and I mentioned, of course, the contrast in the two stories, in your life and the life that's in Zoe. But I do want to say this, because I had asked you before we went on here, well, I told you one of the questions I was going to ask. And even though I don't write questions down, there was a question that went through my mind, because when I first heard about the story, I thought, okay, so she wrote a story about, you know, a family that has a child with special needs. Well, she has a child with special needs. And I know you'd written the book, The Day My Soul Cried, which was your story. Why did you decide not to just continue your story and tell your life journey with Zion?
I decided because there are a lot of parents that are struggling to cope with having a child with special needs. And I didn't feel like telling my story over and over and over was going to be receptive. Parents would be receptive to it, or people would be receptive to it, because it would have been repetitive, because I did mention Zion and I talk about Zion a lot publicly. And also I wanted to stretch myself. I wanted to, as a writer, I wanted to stretch myself and talk about and go into different worlds that are not my own. And I learned a lot from Claire, from, you know, doing the whole, you know, as a writer, you got to sit down and do a whole character sketch and really get in, so I can get into the mind of who she is in order to write from first person, from her standpoint. But I learned so much from that, and it for my own life. And but I wanted people to see different dimensions of having a child with special needs, and it was really important with Zoe to get out there to for people to see the woman. We often talk about the male struggle with having a child with special needs, and it's very common that the man leaves. So I wanted to show a different side of that. I wanted to show the man being the strong one and the woman being weak, because we're or the one that's struggling with it, because we're always seeing it in a reverse way. So that was important to show it from that perspective.
You said something interesting just now, Yvonne, and that was, you know, a different perspective. And Claire's perspective is so different, I think, than the perspective that we've gotten to know Yvonne Pierre from. I want to read something from chapter 7 that was interesting for me, and I want to talk to you about two things about what I'm going to read. One thing, the realization that Claire comes to, but also what it was like for you as the writer to write this and to have to say I as you wrote this. This is what Claire said to us in chapter 7. But I was so focused on what was happening to me, I lost sight of a daughter. I was going through life living how I felt others thought I should, and ashamed of the things that didn't resemble what is acceptable. They say you shouldn't have regret, but I do. I regret denying my husband and my daughter love. By not allowing myself to love them, I denied being loved. What was that like for you, first of all, as the writer, to get to that place where Claire realized what, not only what she was doing, but the impact that it had, the reverberations that had?
It was a very emotional journey writing, just going through the journey with Claire, because you do become that character. You do become who the whole journey of that she had to go through. I had to become that, just like an actor. And it was very emotional. It was very, I couldn't wait to get to the realization because I was, but saying I, and it, that really, I think that's why it took me so long to finish it, because I was afraid of going there emotionally, and I had to allow myself to be vulnerable and really compassionate towards Claire and fully understanding where she's coming from in order to deliver the message. And I didn't want parents to feel, parents that are struggling with it to feel, I wanted to deliver it in a really nice way and not let parents feel attacked or anything like that, because that's not what this story is about. I really wanted parents to see it from a different perspective.
Yeah. Did it make you, I have found personally that when I find out about something that is so different than something I have experienced or so different than something I have heard about, it has opened me up and opened my level of empathy up.
Yeah.
To better understand, did you find that? I mean, because it's one thing for you to know, as you have talked to me about before, Yvonne, there's one thing you know, that there are some parents that are definitely different than you when it comes to raising a child with special needs and going above and beyond the way you have done. Did writing this make you more empathetic as to what so many people are going through, not only with raising a child with special needs, but also dealing with a spouse while raising a child with special needs?
It did make me a lot more understanding and empathetic, and just in the development process of developing the character, I had to really understand where this lack of disconnection from her daughter was coming from, and in order to effectively deliver the message, I had to connect with that and understand it. And through that, I did learn a lot more about myself. I learned a lot more, and it did help me become more passionate toward and understanding where that disconnection come from. So yeah, I would say that it really, and it helped me as a person, as a writer, to really stretch myself to get into, and because I had to also see her husband, I had to, you know, see the mom. It was you had to kind of understand and get into the headspace of all these different characters.
Yeah. I would love to talk to you about the mom, but for the sake of those who have not read it yet, I won't do that.
Yes.
We'll save that for
you.
Another conversation between the two of you. I do want to say, though, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Yvonne Pierre is back with us today. We're talking with Yvonne not only about her journey of being able to share her own story of being an abuse survivor, but also raising a child with special needs, but now being able to give a voice to others who may be having different challenges when it comes to raising a child with special needs, or even understanding the impact of their actions when it comes to that. And that is through the new story that Yvonne has called Zoe. And that story is available now through our friends at Amazon.com. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. So what has it been like for you now, Yvonne? The story hasn't been out all too long, but what has it been like for you already to be hearing the response to not only Claire's journey, but also the story that you've been able to share with David and Claire?
Oh, wow. It's been really emotional. It's really, really been emotional. The response that I didn't expect, the response that I've been getting from a lot of parents, a lot of people, not just parents, but other people telling me, you know, contacting me and literally in tears saying that it, you know, it empowered them or it inspired them or it really touched them. It has really been emotional to, I can't think of another word, but it's just been a really, and it's also a test to allowing God to you know, to use me, and to, because I avoided this story it was like, God, you know, no, because I didn't want to go there, or, you know, for other reasons. But I'm glad that, you know, but think, you know, sometimes you pray about things and you ask God for things, and he like, well, you know, it's like a voice was like, but you didn't do what I asked you. You didn't do what, if all the things you'll have, you, I'll provide you with those things, but you got to provide me with what I asked you for. So I had to be obedient and answer the call to get this story out there.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk to you about, Yvonne, then we're going to let our audience know how they can stay connected with you, is about appreciation of the moment. That is a theme throughout Zoe, I think, not only about Claire and Zoe, or Claire with David, but it's Claire in life. Because as Claire shows, and all of us can attest to, it's very easy for us to get so caught up in what we're doing, whether it's work or whatever it might be, and miss out on what is really important. How did that part of Claire's story, how did that motivate you? Not to say you weren't doing it already, but how did helping her to appreciate the importance of the moment and being present, how did that reinforce that for you?
It did. It really did. And as far as my relationship with my husband, and I pulled a lot from that to help tap into the story. Sometimes we get so afraid and so focused on what's going wrong and so caught up in life, period, that it's a struggle to see past it. And even though, you know, I am try to be in the moment when it comes to my children, but I realized through Claire that I wasn't in the moment when it came to my husband. So she, you know, just telling this story also, you know, opened me up to being more, and thank you for that observation, but it really made me more realize that I wasn't in the moment when it comes to just every aspect of my life. So, and it made me more receptive to love.
Yeah, what a great thing. What a great thing for sure. And always great to be able to share with you, Yvonne. I mean, it's a great story. I think people will be able to enjoy it. It's quick, easy to read. For those who don't want to sit down and read a big 200-300 page book, this one will definitely be a quick. But I think there's so many things that people will go back to, Yvonne, for sure. Because even when I was prepping for this segment with you, I thought there's so many layers to Claire's story that I think people will be able to relate to. And I think, you know, and we all, I think, whether we are, you know, have a child that has special needs, or you know, we're in a relationship, period, it really shows the importance of being present, being aware, and realizing that we're in this together, you know, and not to feel as though you're on opposing teams, and it shouldn't be like a battlefield in the home.
Right.
And I think there are so many great lessons in that. Again, everyone, Yvonne Pierre has been our guest. Great conversation, Yvonne, as I knew it was going to be. Zoe is the new novelette that's available now through our friends at Amazon.com. And Yvonne, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Yes, absolutely. One, thank you so much, Cyrus, for having me on the show.
Glad to do it.
I'm truly, truly grateful. People can connect with me on Instagram at writer_YPierre, and that's YPIERRE. Facebook, writer, no underscore, just writer YPierre, and on Twitter, just YPierre, and my website. YPierre.com.
Made it very easy for them, for sure. Yvonne, thank you again so much for the time. Really appreciate
thank
it. And always looking forward to our next conversation together.
Yes, have a good one.
All right, you do the same thing. Want to thank our good friend Lisa G for connecting us again from Connecting You to PR. And then, of course, we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Yvonne, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.